This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This is the Joy 94.9 pre-Pride March broadcast. Our live Pride March commentary kicks off at 2 p.m. The joy of summer. Joy 94.9 and streaming online worldwide at joy.org.au.
Welcome to our live broadcast from the balcony of the Prince, Macca and Tass here. We're going to call it Sunday Magazine for Pride March 2017. It's our great pleasure to welcome Karen Bryan, the CEO of Midsummer. Good afternoon, Karen, and congratulations on bringing Pride March together.
Good afternoon.
What an amazing effort, Karen. You must be so pleased and proud of what you've achieved.
Absolutely. The weather that we ordered has arrived on time.
It certainly has. And what a great vantage point we have up here on the Prince of Wales balcony this afternoon.
It's just beautiful up here. I think you've got one of the best places to watch it from.
We have.
And what a fantastic event for our community. What year of Pride March is this, Karen?
22nd.
Mm. So it's now an adult. And, you know, there's going to be a huge participation today, and from 2 o'clock there'll be a live commentary on each of the participants and the groups in the march. For Midsummer, Pride March is a really, really important, it's an anchor, isn't it, for Midsummer?
It's one of the core events that we run, but it's so much more for the community, I think, as well. I mean, it's an event that predated in terms of Midsummer. It's only been running it for a few years, and obviously it's been going for such a long time. And it's an event that the community galvanise around.
They certainly do.
And, you know, that's something that's incredibly important to Midsummer. We see ourselves as the custodians of the event, which is so much more than you know, just a festival event.
Yes.
How many groups marching today, Karen?
Almost 170.
Wow.
But over 6,000 registered participants.
Yeah.
5,000 marched last year, so that gives you some sense of scale.
So there's been growth. That's fantastic.
Absolutely.
And what do you think is different this year from last year?
Look, one of the things that we've tried to do this year is we've banded light groups together,
yep,
which I think gives some sense of strength.
Yes.
So, for example, all of the youth groups marching together, which
yes,
for us, that visual sense of all of those young people standing next to each other, both for those who are part of the march, but also for young people who might be watching the march, who might be, you know, struggling with some of their own issues, and they see that and they know they're not alone.
I thought that was actually particularly good. I noticed you had the youth groups, you had the health groups, you had supportive organisations and groups.
That's right.
I thought that was actually very well organised.
Yeah.
Good on you.
And look, one of the things there, when we first looked at it, we were trying to work out how you get the best aesthetic. We want people to be able to see something exciting from the first group to the last.
Yes.
So that was our first sense. But then as you work it through and you kind of go, how do you get that sense of togetherness? And it was, let's actually put these groups together. And so that's something new.
Yes. And the other new thing, of course, is that the march is being led for the very first time by our First Peoples.
That's right,
yes.
Yeah. So we've still got...
And that's a fantastic opportunity for that, you know, our Indigenous people to actually showcase their community as part of Pride March.
Yeah. So we've still got Dykes and Bikes preceding the march, but what we've done is we've invited the Indigenous community and particularly Indigenous elders to lead at that front of the marching groups, and that's something we're really excited about. And then an echo of that, because it will be a smoking ceremony through the whole of the march route, which something that I think is just really
fabulous.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And that will lead into Katani. And then after the official proceedings, we have Deborah Cheatham actually doing a vigil.
We may be having an audio problem, but we're going to keep talking as though we're under wet cement. One of the things that I like is now the CFA, there's a Country Fire Authority group marching this year, Ambulance Victoria, the police. It's great to see those emergency services marching because, you know, it's difficult for those guys and girls, you know, within those jobs sometimes, and actually what they're doing is they're saying, hey, we're here and we're here to be part of Pride March. And I believe the Chief Commissioner is marching today as well.
Yes, that's right.
And as is the CEO of Ambulance Victoria, Tony Walker.
And the police have even got two of their police greys marching, which is the first
really?
Time ever. Yeah.
Wow.
That sounds fantastic.
What is the biggest challenge of Pride March? I mean, I know there'll be lots, but what is the biggest challenge?
And look, there's a lot of things, from the logistical, because it is such a huge event. Just moving 6,000 people from one end of the street to the other actually is not quite as easy as that sounds. And all of the information and the liaison with all of those groups in terms of what they want to do, being able to, you know, liaise with the trams and the closures and all of those things. But on the other side, which is not logistical at all, I think it's just that that sense of being a custodian, of looking after a community event, and trying to do that with a sense of respect and honour, and hoping that we can engage the community and look after that event in the way that most people can expect us to.
Fantastic. So what do you think will be your highlight today?
Look, I think the smoking ceremony I'm really excited about.
Yes.
Because it's something new and it's something different, but it's something that's really important to us. And that actually follows through. We've engaged a lot with the Indigenous community across the whole festival, so there's been a much stronger engagement there, and it's a nice way to continue that.
That is a fantastic achievement. I mean, for years we've always had an Indigenous presence, but to actually be led by and to have this smoking ceremony during the entire march is going to be really fantastic.
Yeah.
Well
and
done.
And I think for us, it's the difference between talking about wanting to engage different parts of the community and greater diversity and actually doing it. And part of that is you have to hand that over to those parts of the community.
Yes, yes.
It's not just say, well, we want you to do this and we want you to do that, but to say how we want you involved and how would you like to be involved.
Karen, I've noticed a generational change. Is that a fair comment to make? Less older people, more younger people?
I'd hope that we're still very much engaging across all age groups. Certainly we've been very mindful of ensuring engagement with younger people. That's been really important to us.
I mean, the number of schools, the number of youth groups, the number of, queer young people, I mean, even children and their parents and families, which is very different to the very, very early Pride marches that I recall. I've never missed a Pride march, by the way. I've been to every single one in the last 22 years.
That's great.
Yeah.
And it is an event for everybody.
Yes, I agree.
Whether it's from those early gems of it being, Pride marches being political, to now where it is both political, it's about visibility, it's about celebration, it's about coming together.
It's about affirming who we are.
Absolutely.
And our right to be here.
In a very visible way.
Correct.
Well, Karen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
If you've been experiencing some audio problems, so have we. But we think we're right. You are on the Pride March broadcast from the balcony at the Prince Macca and Tass. Stay tuned, because guess what? There's more.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for coming in.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.